National Party leader, outgoing Prime Minister Bill English is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How have you spent the last couple of days and how have you handled it?
Oh, I handled it pretty well. I've spent a bit of time around home talking to friends and family and just getting my head around the fact that we're moving into opposition and thinking about how that's going to look, because it's a very unique result in the last 100 years with the largest party not going into government. Now that the decision's been made, that's an advantage for the national opposition, because we go into the House with more seats than Labor and New Zealand First put together. And it's a problem for the government, because they start with a significant proportion of New Zealanders who voted against them and don't want to see a major change in capitalism or the direction of New Zealand.
Mm. Is the result so unique that MMP needs some sort of reform, or do we just need to suck it up and it is what it is?
Well, look, right now you just got to suck it up. I mean, it's the rules we play by, and it's a legitimate result under those rules. But the measure of that isn't so much the kind of constitution and electoral law. The measure of that is the impact that it has on a government. I mean, we've just been through a campaign where the National Party, under my leadership, beat the Labor Party under Jacinda Ardern's leadership by quite a bit. No Prime Minister's been in that situation, and they probably need to take it into account when they're promising major changes in capitalism.
Can we say that you are staying?
Well, that's the matter we'll discuss with the caucus in the first instance.
Would you be putting yourself in front of the caucus saying, listen, guys, I'm keen if you are?
Well, as I said, that's the matter we'll first address with the caucus. I mean, I'm in an unusual position of coming out of an election campaign, whereas, campaigned on policies that almost 45% of New Zealanders decided they could support. And, in a one-on-one race with the Prime Minister to beat, came out of it okay.
Yeah. I mean, you can't argue. It's unusual to the extent, what you're arguing is you didn't lose. You actually won the vote, but you didn't get picked by the person in the balance of power. Therefore, traditionally, if you lose, you get booted out as leader. You, if you want to stay, presumably have the support of your caucus.
Well, that'll be a matter tested for the caucus. But look, I think what matters more here is going to be making sure that we keep faith with that very broad support and that we're a moderating and positive force on this unusual government that started out with its deputy prime minister promising the getting ready for the economy to slow down when everyone else says it's one of the better performing economies
in the world
around the place.
Yeah, exactly. What about people like Joyce and those? Are they all staying? By and large, you expecting any significant resignations or not?
Oh, look, again, those will be matters that we discuss internally. What we know is there's a pool of people there who campaigned, ran a very good campaign, fired up, energised. The only regret I have, really, is that there's so much we could have got done because we didn't have to muck around, finding out how it all works. We were able to get on with the job, including with the tough issues around the environment and social issues and poverty and so on. However, we're not going to get that opportunity, but we do get the opportunity to hold the government to account against the very high expectations it's created.
And do you think the Kermadec thing is an interesting way of doing that? If you get a private member's bill up and you can get... I mean, you would talk the Greens across on that, wouldn't you? You'd be able to, from opposition, effect legal change, which we've not seen before.
Well, occasionally it has happened, actually. There's times in this last parliament where the opposition parties, where the other parties had a majority, including those who were in our governing arrangements. So I would fully expect that where us and the Greens have a common interest, that they'll act on it. I mean, they've taken the position of just a confident. They're only guaranteeing confidence in supply. Mm. They are free to vote on other things. But I think you'll find that's just the Kermadec is one very good example, obviously. But I think you'll find across these parties that there's a range of contradictory policies. I'm not sure if New Zealand First voters had in mind a cannabis referendum. They might have had in mind a referendum, but it was on Māori seats, not on cannabis. So those tensions will play out, and the minority coalition will have to manage them.
Do you think it'll stick for 3 years?
Oh, look, it might do. That's to be seen. I think you should assume that in the past you've had messy governments and they get through 3 years. But I think what's more important is what it does for New Zealand. New Zealanders have had some confidence and aspiration about the direction of their country. This government has yet, I think, to make the judgments about how it's going to build on that, or whether it's going to do what it signalled on last Thursday night, which is prepare us all for an economic slowdown.
Appreciate your time, Bill English, the outgoing Prime Minister, and we assume that this time next week we'll have a new Prime Minister in the form of Jacinda Ardern, who will be joining us.